Okay, guys. Good start. I thought, guys came back April 15th in decent condition, and they've worked themselves into even better shape. So that part of it I felt was good. First day out, sloppy as far as penalties, which is good. You know, and a lot of it is focus penalties. They're thinking about a bunch of things, and then they move early or something. But, that would be a concern if it continues, but not unusual for the first day. I thought we did a much better job than we did all of last spring of taking care of each other, holding each other up, all that stuff, you know, other than the one exception with the rookie and Zuta there. And I think that got cleared up right away when Spence and Zuta got tangled up. But it's critical that we hold each other up, that we, you know, move side by side so we can execute plays, but stay off the ground, keep our headgear and our shoulders out of it, just put our hands and kind of work with each other. So we can execute plays. And I thought the guys did an exceptional job of that. That's something that we have to continue to do all spring. And that'll keep us healthy and allow us to keep getting reps. So I'm pleased with the start, not pleased with the sloppiness, but good starting point. Questions?
How was the turnout today?
Yeah, everybody was here. Yep.
Is that tough to do, that fine line between going hard but holding each other up? And I mean, that's a difficult thing to manage, I'm sure.
Well, it's very tough, and it's not only do we want it for safety, but it's mandated by the rules. Yeah. You know, you can lose OTAs, you can get fined, there's a whole bunch of stuff. So we're very, very clear with it. We show examples. We really try to get the guys to understand. Now, when you put 22 guys that are going against each other, you know, you just correct. If it gets a little bit, you correct it. And that happened early, and it was a rookie mistake, and it quickly got adjusted, and there was no issue. So I thought today was really good.
Could you speak on Stephen Means,
please? Stephen has been impressive in his time here so far. He's in good physical condition. He's got a lot of great physical traits, and he's very eager and hungry to learn the system and to work at it. He's a guy who does extra. If he can continue to keep that mindset, he's got a chance to be good.
Coach, what do you see difference-wise this year versus last year with Josh Freeman? Comfort level, obviously, it's got to be much better, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, first time out last year, you know, when you line up 11 on 11, we're still wondering about verbiage and identification. Now it's the finer points, which is a nice place to start. I thought Josh had he was sharp today, command and presence about him, really did a nice job.
Greg, you said in the National Football Post story that Josh is our quarterback. You said that season. But then, in the same sentence, or at least quoted in the same sentence, you say, unless he gets beat out, and I'm fine with that. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, I guess, you know, nationally, they don't sit here with me every day like you guys do. From the day we arrived, it's our whole program is going to be competition. Now, we haven't always been able to have it because you can only get so many guys on your roster, but that's what we believe in. I mean, it's the most competitive sports league in the world. Look, there's someone that wants my job. I know I'm competing with an invisible, you know, it's somebody that if I don't get it done, someone's going to come and take my job. So it is competition, and I love it. But we have our starting quarterback. It's Josh Freeman. You know, I'm not looking to find a new one, but I do like to have quality depth at every position. And when you get that, just naturally, these are the most competitive guys on the planet, and it raises everybody's level. So,
but Greg, have you noticed that nationally there is a perception that Josh isn't your guy, that some people seem to really believe that?
Yeah, and that's inaccurate. I'm just trying to be honest with when they ask the question. I told you guys from the beginning, I'm going to shoot you straight. I just try to tell them the truth, is that I believe in competition, but I also that Josh Freeman's our starting quarterback. And maybe I should just not say anything, and then it wouldn't be an issue. But, I mean, Josh knows how I feel, and you guys know, and I know that that Mike Glennon does too. I mean, I told him the day we drafted him. So, no, I don't sweat it.
It's just a firestorm anyway, because like a week ago, Mark Dominic says something on NFL Network or something about Mike Glennon's going to get most of the reps in the preseason, which to everybody in this room makes all kinds of sense. We get it. Josh, you know, took, what, 22 snaps last year in the preseason? But everybody turns that into, well, that's his opportunity to become the starter.
Sure.
Can you tell us, give us your viewpoint of what Josh needs to do in the preseason, what Mike Glennon needs to do to get to where you want him to be in this preseason? Granted, I know we're months away, but tell us what the game plan is for those two quarterbacks and you know, what it means for each one in their role.
Well, it's not finalized yet because I haven't, I haven't sat with the staff and mapped out training camp, all the details of it. But just like last year, you know, Josh got, what, like 10 snaps the first game, and it's going to be very similar. But now you have a young guy, not a Dan Orlovsky, who has played in this league. So you try to get the young guy as many, what would you call it, under-fire snaps where it's real bullets are flying, it's real stuff. So that's all Mark was alluding to. But again, like you said, that becomes a ding, 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 you know, and but that's okay. I mean, you know, it's May, so we need to write about something, and it needs to be some news.
You don't mind that either, do you? I mean, you don't mind that Josh has this now behind him, like all of a sudden he's looking over his shoulder a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think it bothers Josh. Josh is a confident guy. He knows this is his team. I mean, I don't think it bothers him one bit. I think he's ready to go have a great year, and that's what we're working for.
So just for the record, you do like Josh Freeman as your quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not, we actually have a good relationship, contrary to some of the reports. No,
I have a question.
That's
for
all good.
Else.
Yeah, how about that?
Adrian Claiborne, you lost him last year, obviously. That was a big part of your plan. But he seems to be ahead of some of the other guys who had injuries last year. Just talk about where he is and then his role this year. He needs to be a guy who takes a big step if you're going to be a good defense, I assume.
Yes, and Adrian is doing well in his recovery. Today he did like individual stuff. We're going to keep him out of team periods right now just so, you know, just for safety. Could he do it? Yeah, he could do it, but there's no reason to right now. Maybe as we get into June, give him some, you know, I got to visit with Todd more on that. But I like where he is. I like what he's doing. And, you know, physically, again, like Daquan did, when he was out with an injury that kept him from playing football, he took it as an opportunity to improve his entire body, not just the rehab. So when I look at Adrian, that's a different looking guy right now than he was 6-8 months ago. And I think that's really going to pay benefits when he does get back to going. Yeah, I think you're going to see a guy who's really able to do well, because he's always played with great effort. I mean, as long as I remember him back at the University of Iowa playing with great effort.
Greg, you didn't have Darrell Revis. Can you just kind of maybe update where he is and how did the secondary look to you without him out there? I know Josh said, you know, looking at those two safeties back there, that's pretty impressive.
Well, I've never had it where Darrell's there, so it doesn't look any different than it has. But it is nice to see those two safeties, two good-looking safeties, right? And then Darrell is learning the system. He's watching certain things, and then he's doing other things, you know, with Todd. So it's kind of a split deal there. But all aimed at having him ready, you know, at the beginning of the season. That's the main goal. Yet he's got to learn the scheme, and he's got to learn the techniques and the verbiage. So I think we're in a good place. We've got a long way to go, but I think he'd tell you he's feeling better every day. He's doing more every day, and that's, yeah, step by step is how we'll get there.
Do you feel better about it at this point than you did maybe a month ago?
Well, I felt good a month ago. I have more knowledge now than I did then, right? Hands-on, being in the same building for a month. So I feel good. Yeah, better's probably the case, sure.
What gives you confidence, Greg, that when you went out and got Crabtree a couple of months ago, that he's a lot more polished of a receiver than he had the opportunity to show?
Well, I think just they had so many tight ends there. You know, he just didn't get the opportunity. But you saw it when you studied him on tape. You had to dig a little bit. But when he got an opportunity, he made plays. And to me, that's always, you know, there's physical traits, and then there's production. Sometimes you don't get a full page of production because there's other people there. But the physical traits lend you to believe that production could be consistent if given the opportunity. And, you know, we feel that way. But even saying that, I thought Luke Stocker, you know, physically has developed himself more, is practicing practiced at a high level. So I like that we're building quality depth there at that position.
Spence earlier for a different reason, but he's got a chance, as you said, from day one to win that job. Just what gave you the confidence to put him out there today and say, you know, let's see what you can do with the ones?
Well, you know, he's physically very, very developed. He may be one of the strongest guys in this league as a rookie. I mean, he is a strong guy. So now if he can learn to play our techniques, you know, it's not brain surgery in there playing the nose, but it's, you know, a lot of stuff happening in a hurry. So the more reps he can get and get an understanding of angles and feel and pressure, the better he's going to be.
Grant, that tell us? Transition to the tilt, is that a big one for him, having not done it
before? I think he'll be fine. It is a little bit, you know, but I think he'll be fine.
Great. Can you give us an idea where Davin Joseph and Carl Nix are at right now?
Yeah. Carl, you know, is on schedule, but it's going to be, we planned that it would be a lengthy, and I don't know if we'll get him in any of the team stuff this spring. We might not. I think Davin will be in there, I don't know when, maybe a couple weeks. But we feel good about both of them. And, you know, I think they're both on schedule to when we need them, and that's come training camp. So if we get something more than that, that's a bonus. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sir.